Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Herpes infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. Yo. All right. You ready to do this? We're doom scrolling. I don't know if your kids have any friends. I assume they have friends. We just talked about this. So. But I don't know if they have any friends with boats or not.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have any friends with boats? They ever say we're going out on the boat? If so, there's a new challenge, a new TikTok challenge that you should be made aware of. It's called the Boat Jumping Challenge. Now, when I was a kid, we did this. We called it the Baywatch. It was Baywatch. And we try and get the boat, you know, see how fast you get the boat. And then you jump off the boat. And you'd have to kind of cannonball because, like, we knew that it could hurt you. I don't know if we knew that it could instantly kill you. We definitely knew that it hurt, and the faster you were going, the more it hurt. My friend's older brother seemed to have the biggest balls when it came to letting this thing get up to speed and jumping out. But we all kind of had to do it. You didn't want to be the one person who didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, this has become a challenge on TikTok, and it's just jumping from a moving boat. And now doctors, experts, journalists, whomever, they want you to know that if your boat is going fast enough to make a wake, if you jump into that water, it can be just like hitting concrete. And there's been a bunch of reported deaths, supposedly, several in Alabama alone recently. Mm. And they said when they went in there, it was clear when they did the autopsy what happened. These people, they jumped and their neck broke as soon as they hit the water.
Ow.
And, yeah, and killed basically instantly. Others just seriously injured.
A stunt intended to rack up views. It's known as the Boat Jumping Challenge. And it has people on social media leaping off speeding boats into the water. But the flips for likes has led to tragic results. Over the last 6 months, officials in Alabama say the dangerous stunt has claimed at least four lives there.
The four that we responded to when they jumped off of the boat, they literally broke their neck and, basically an instant death.
You know, that's a good risk versus reward example is the boat jump challenge, as they're calling it, or the Baywatch, as we used to call it. I have the same feeling about the backflip into the pool, which Laszlo does once a summer just to make sure that he can. I've never even attempted such a thing because I feel like the risk is that I break my neck.
It's in the water.
I know, but if I miss and I slip, I've seen all those videos of people trying to do flips and they slip, but they've already started to tumble, and then boom, they hit their head on the edge of the pool.
You can do it off a diving board.
Still,
yeah.
I imagine I'm going to hit my head on the diving board now, and just risk versus reward. If at some point I'd had a bunch of friends pressure me to do it like I did the Baywatch, then I'm sure I would have tried. But I wasn't just going to go out there and give it a shot on my own. It was never like, I wonder if I can do that. I mean, maybe I did, but then it's like, here's what's involved, here's the risk. No, not interested. The boat jumping thing, I don't know, it's that big of a deal. Because they said in the story that I was watching this morning that if the boat's going like 30 miles an hour or something, it could kill you. We were definitely going faster than that. I knew it was dangerous, but they said it's like hitting concrete. It hurt. I remember it hurting. But if you go tubing,
I would be
you get
more worried about the boat hitting me.
Yes, that's
why I'd be like, you know what, I'm not going to do it.
Getting hit by another boat, your boat, whatever. Yeah,
I wouldn't think just hitting the water, jumping off of it.
Well, that's what the experts.
I mean, I'm not good with math
or
physics, so I don't know. But I think it wouldn't matter how much we're going horizontally. I'd be more worried about vertical height as to how hard the water would be.
And they
so, you know, this is good information for me.
They said it's some
guy. If somebody said, hey, we're going fast, just jump off the boat, I'd probably be like, yeah.
It's water.
I'll give you $20. I'd be like, I'm just jumping in the water. Who cares?
Yeah.
My only fear would be like, don't hit me with the boat, you idiot. Mm-hmm. Or somehow I'm going to get caught in that wake and the engine propeller is going to hit me in the head. Like, those are the things I would be worried that may make me stop. Not, I'm just going to hit it with my head and break my neck.
It's
going
to be like hitting concrete. They mentioned physics. They mentioned some dude's law that I don't know who it was. Holder's law, maybe. I don't think that's right. Maybe it's the new guy. But something about, you know, speed and distance
sure,
times distance.
I'm not, I'm just saying.
Opposite energy, equal energy, whatever. I never took a physics class.
I don't even know anything about it. Never took one. I don't know what physics is, really.
I don't think anybody does. Right?
I don't know what it is.
What the hell is it? You know, it's a...
what is it? I don't know what it is.
This newspaper
like,
can break
like
a ruler.
Give me a quick elevator speech on what physics is.
Force.
Times mass, but that's not
what
physics
forces
is. That may
mass,
be like a, some sort
mass
of...
and forces or something. I don't know. I'm guessing. Right. I never even took the junior high version. Somehow I missed all the physics classes. Not once. Never took one. There, I know that they had at least one physics class in high school, but for some reason I never took it.
Yeah, and for us, I saw kids making physics projects.
Yeah, some of it sounded, you know, like fun. They
I take this marble and place it here, but I'm like, yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, like.
But if you ask me anything else, I can kind of give you an elevator speech.
Of what it's, what it is.
What it is,
yeah.
What it entails, some, you know, philosophy or whatever, right? But physics, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't either. But anyway, something about physics has something to do with why people are hurting themselves when they jump off these boats, so don't do it. I just, my thing is, if they're saying 35 miles an hour, when you go tubing, you go faster than that, or water skiing, whatever,
you
wakeboarding, and you fall off now. Snow Cone knows a thing or two about that.
Yes, I do.
He hasn't been the same ever since. I mean, his whole head is...
It's flat
it's split
now.
Right down the middle, right?
13 Where's, staples, yeah.
13
it
staples
his head flat.
In the head, mm-hmm. All to impress a girl.
What's to impress a girl?
Well, I thought you were trying to impress a girl.
No, it was me and our old buddy Gary.
You guys were both trying to date the same girl, and you were on her dad's boat.
Wasn't it her boat?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Were you dating her at the time?
Sam, yeah.
Yeah, you were dating her.
I wasn't to impress her. We were
but
out
he
of the
dated
way.
Her after,
well, if
right?
You're with, if you're
yeah,
with
yeah,
your girlfriend.
Oh, sure.
He didn't.
If you're with your girlfriend, anything in that moment you're doing.
I was just tubing. It wasn't to impress her.
There was a lot of risk involved. You must have known. I mean, your head had 13 staples.
It was tubing. It sounded fun.
I'll bet one of the things you didn't do, I bet you didn't cry. Because she was there.
I don't know.
You had to
cry.
Go, ah!
I never cried.
I never cried. But if she hadn't been there, if it was just you and me, you would have been bawling.
I don't cry.
Bawling.
So.
13 staples. Where's the scar? Let me see again. What did you hit each other's heads or a mailbox or what was
my,
it?
The back of my head hit the front of his head.
Okay, so.
He had a scar on his forehead.
Oh, so he got the visible scar. Yeah. That's what he gets. And that's how you know who God's favorite is. Yeah. It's like, all right, well, which one of us does God like better?
We're going to make yours hurt more. No one will know.
Yep. Yours will be hidden. Yours is going to be right there on your face. I want you to remember this always. And what was the problem? Did you go flying off the tube?
Yeah,
or
we
did
just got
you
thrown
just,
off.
And you hit like midair?
No, I
you
think
you
he
go
hit the water
in the
first
same direction.
I came down
okay,
on top
you came
of
down
him.
On top of him. Yeah. And when did you realize, like, this is a serious problem?
When I came up out of the water, he was facing me. He came up too, and his face was covered in blood, just covered in blood. And so like, I was like, dude, your face is bleeding. My head hurts. I reached back and grabbed it when I pulled my hand back. That's my hand. Is
oh, wait. Were you wearing a life vest at that point?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because if I reach back there and see that blood, I might go,
pass out.
I might get sick and pass out.
His face,
yeah.
He's just, I mean, it looks like, what's her name? Carrie. Like,
okay.
He's covered.
Covered in, in blood. Yeah. I mean, it's probably a good thing that you had that life vest on. I guess, I don't know.
I thought I hit
blood
like a
never
log
used to bother me until
something.
I was like a teenager. Somewhere around 17 or 18, I got sick at the sight of blood once. And now I never know if it's going to make me sick. Sometimes, nope. I cut myself yesterday. I was bleeding quite a bit. Other times I could cut myself a little bit and just the sight of a little bit of blood, I can suddenly feel like nauseous. I'd definitely be afraid if I was in the water trying to tread water, wait for this boat to come back around. And, I mean, how upset is the guy who's driving the boat, the dad.
Oh, he was very...
I mean, he's
very,
worried now.
He's very
like,
upset.
Yeah,
he's
like
very, very apologetic.
He feels bad.
Oh,
he's going to get sued, right?
No.
All those
you
things.
You two idiots with your hard heads.
That's 70s dad.
Try to spend a day out on the lake. Right. You guys got to smash each other's
try
head.
Try not landing directly
hold
on each other.
Hold on. Hold on. Like when you're back there, hold on. Don't get thrown off. My God.
It's right. Stopping your fall with your head.
You hold on.
Oh, we held on.
You grabbed
on.
The thing and
we
you hold on.
We held on.
No, you didn't.
Yes, we
so
did.
So it was
in the air.
No, we held on.
And hit your heads, right?
It was your fault, right? Because you landed
you
on top of him.
Were you still holding on?
No, we had, it was like the third or fourth time he had swung us.
Yeah.
And the first three, we did fine.
Yeah.
One of the last times we hit a wave or something and got up a little bit.
Yeah.
And when he came back down, it.
Yeah, yeah.
It threw us off.
Yeah, but you landed on top of
but
your
you
buddy
off
there.
Of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, it's not an
the
option.
The job is called hold
that's
on.
Not,
that's
not,
it.
Not
it's like,
an option.
There's things you hold on to. You hold on to them.
Yeah, not an option. Yep.
Jesus.
That's what they're there for. And don't fall.
Well, it is an option. There's millions
first.
Of people doing it right down the lake, holding on.
I did it for a long time.
Right, congratulations. Not long, like,
your
not
hands
long
out.
Enough. That's a problem.
So then what do? They get you on the boat. You're covering blood. At that point, are you like, no, you're just like, trying to put on a tough face because your girlfriend's there?
I mean, it hurt. I don't know. It sucks.
But you're trying to play tough, like, yeah, I don't know what to do. Are you a little nervous at least? Like, am I going to bleed to death?
Yeah,
how bad am I bleeding? Are my brains hanging out?
It was bad, yeah.
And so they
and everyone kept looking at it and, like, they would gasp.
Right, that doesn't help.
It's not that
bad.
That
doesn't help. Like, oh my God. That's like, exactly, no.
Yeah.
So they took you to the hospital?
Yeah, went to the hospital.
Just ruined a whole day out on the lake. What day was it, Saturday or Sunday?
It was the last day we were there.
I mean, that's a little bit better.
So you're supposed to be going home pretty soon anyway, and now you got to stop and get staples. And
right, everybody's got to sit at the hospital with you?
It was like two people that went with us.
Just
the rest was
sitting
in the
waiting room like...
Were you at the Ozarks?
Mm-hmm.
Old soft head.
Who drives you? The dad? He's like, get in the car, quick.
I think Sam did. I can't remember, though.
Okay. Mm. Just take it. There was no ambulance involved. And who did they feel like needed treatment first? You or the other guy? Were they more worried about the other guy because the blood coming down the front of his face? I would think there's, I don't know how many doctors in the hospital.
I
guess
don't know.
It's the weekend. There's probably enough.
There was someone that was in there in the waiting room with us who had got hit in the face by a propeller.
Oh, God.
That looks bad.
And that.
That looks bad, yes.
That was really bad.
Did you guys have to do boater safety in junior high and get your certificate or whatever, watch all those videos of people getting chopped up by
propellers?
Keep
your face away from the propeller. Hold on to the thing and keep your face away from the propeller.
Yeah.
Like, these are just normal things. Like, you learn these as, like, a human. Like, hey, that thing looks sharp. Don't go put your head there.
Don't swim up under the boat. Don't jump off the side of the boat.
Right.
Just don't do that.
And if somebody hands you something and says, hold on.
I held on.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You let go.
You fell off of it and hit heads.
I was thrown off. I didn't let go.
Well, were your hands still on
it? I understand if you were really holding on tight enough, you'd have been thrown off. I didn't have a choice. It was going like 70 miles an hour. I was thrown off of it.
Well, but a man with a stronger grip.
My arm would have been ripped off my torso.
Right, yours. But a man with a stronger grip would have held on, is what I'm saying.
Shut up.
Right? Am I wrong?
He wasn't holding on.
And you keep saying, I held on.
He didn't hold on. That's my problem.
That's like catching a baseball
you tried
and catching
to hold
it,
on.
And then it falls out of your glove.
I held on for a long time.
You tried to hold on.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I kept trying to hold on.
You would have been thrown off, too. You wouldn't have been able to hold on.
Well, we don't know that, do we?
We know that.
What we do know is you got 14 staples in your head.
I know that for sure.
I went tubing a lot when I was a kid because my friend had a boat, and that was the whole thing. You try and throw them off. See how bad can we get? It's a little worse each time, right? Break the rules. Hope that the lake patrol, whatever the hell they're called, don't see you out there doing this because you're not supposed to be going that fast. But I never ended up with like a serious injury of any type. I always felt like I'm surrounded by water, which is good. You know, and that's kind of the reason
when we got
that
to
I'm
the
not
hospital.
Like a huge
the only thing you worry about in the ocean when I was a kid, we'd go out there all the time, and jet skis, my dad had a boat. You worry about sharks.
Yeah.
The doctor at the hospital
I'm not even worried
like,
about them. I just punch them in the nose.
They said tubing is like the most dangerous thing you can do.
Yeah.
In the world?
Tubing?
No, in the water.
Brooke grew up at the lake.
The doctor was like, I won't let my kids do tubing
because
it's so dangerous.
That's how Brooke is too, because she grew up there. No, tubing's so dangerous. Jet skis are so dangerous. I'm like, yeah, well, so fun stuff. We get it.
There's
a reason they're fun. Right. Because they're risky. Yes.
Right, that's it. Part of the risk is if it wasn't risky, it wouldn't be fun.
Exactly. Right, a motorcycle isn't like more comfortable to take to work than a Cadillac.
Laying on a tube and going down a lazy river isn't fun. That's why people drink and stuff when they do it. There's no adrenaline rush to that.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, well, what can we do on this lazy river? You're like, enjoy the sun and pound.
You slap yourself in the face, you jump into the lazy river. Woo, I got this, baby.
It's not the same thing.
The Church of Laszlo. It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on, kid?
We're finishing doom scrolling.
Do that.
And that's what we're doing. So, I don't know. This is some sports news. I'm not sure if you heard about this yet or not. You probably did. I feel like it's been a pretty big story
on
social media. I could give you clues. An athlete retiring, possibly one of the most overpaid athletes of all time. Nothing? You guys got any guesses?
On the verge of the Women's World Cup, U.S. soccer legend Megan Rapinoe saying, this one will be her last.
Did you hear what I said? I said one of the most overpaid, because she's all into wanting more money.
I feel so honored to be able to have represented this country and this federation for so many years. It's truly been the greatest thing that I've ever done.
The 38-year-old planning to retire at the end of the year.
If you're like me, you hear that name and you go, okay, I know Megan Rapinoe, U.S. soccer. That's a name that it sounds very familiar.
I can picture my head. So, right, blonde hair, short.
Right. Okay. Well, there's two that I can picture.
Short, blonde hair.
Yeah, like chopped. Like, she colors it different. It'll be like blue sometimes, right? But
I can only picture the blonde, but
I've seen her. I think she's had like pink hair and different, just kind of like crazy hair colors. But then there's the other girl that I can see in my head too.
Taking off her shirt.
The brunette. The long-haired brunette.
Taking off her shirt and swinging it over her
That's,
head, right?
That's Mia Hamm.
Hamm, right. There you go. So I have to look up
but
to
Alex
see which
Morgan,
is which.
So I know.
You know Alex Morgan. Hold on, let me look up Alex Morgan. Alex Morgan. Does she still play?
I know Alex Morgan.
Wait a second. Did you date Alex Morgan? Alex Morgan. Oh, yeah, I know her. Okay, actually, maybe that's who I was
Alex
thinking
Morgan,
of.
Alex Morgan. She's the one who's married to Nomar, right? Or is that Mia Hamm? Mia Hamm is married to Nomar.
Servando Carrasco.
Okay, so I
Mia Hamm's married to Nomar.
I must have thought those two were the same person for a long time, because I think that's who I was picturing in my head was Alex Morgan. Mia Hamm is the other one?
Yeah, she's married to Nomar, or was married to Nomar, at least.
Yeah, I was definitely thinking of the other one. Okay, so it's not Mia Hamm. I recognize Mia Hamm. Mia Hamm's from, like, she's older, right?
Yeah.
Like, she played on previous teams. She doesn't still play, does she? I feel like she does.
No, she played in the 90s.
Okay,
think.
Okay.
That's
okay.
When the taking the shirt off thing happened.
Yeah, okay, okay. So she's old school, and then the two on the team that I think of now are Megan, and what was the other girl's name? There's Megan Rapinoe, and who would you just say? Alex Morgan.
Alex Morgan.
Alex Morgan. So Megan is retiring. This will be her last year, and hopefully they get another, is it a gold? Is it the Olympics? What the hell is it? They win the World Cup. They win another trophy, right? Yeah.
Sure.
Hopefully they win the whole thing. I don't know what it's called. But anyway,
I just pulled up a picture of Megan Rapinoe. She's got blue hair.
Yeah, she would color her hair different. I feel like she was kind of the spokesperson. She was the outspoken one.
She was.
She was
really good at soccer.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's
for a chick.
She's a shooter. She's a shooter.
For a girl, she was good.
Yeah, that's I've definitely heard that. I heard a lot of talk about it. I know how they were better than the boys.
Yeah.
I mean, not like if they played one another, obviously. Better than the
but
boys.
They had more success.
Yes.
They're more successful than the
yes.
boys.
Yeah. Yes, more successful in winning games.
Yes.
Like, that's a good way to put it. More successful at winning games. So she's got to be one of the, if not the biggest star on the team, one of the two biggest stars on the team, and she's retiring. That seems like very big news. Now, Lazo, there was another piece of sports
news.
I
hope you're right. I hope they win it all.
I hope they win the whole thing. Go for gold, baby. Go for the gold.
That'd be nice.
I saw another story about baseball, and I thought, well, Lazo will know this. There's a rookie who plays for the Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah.
Did you see this?
Ellie De La Cruz.
If you said, here's what happened, and then asked me, when's the last time that happened? I would have said, I don't know. 5-10 years ago. I really don't know. Or if you said, oh, it happens once every couple years, it'd be like, okay, I've never seen it happen, but they said it hasn't happened in over 50 years.
Yeah.
So that's quite a feat there. And to watch it, you're just, you know, I must follow a couple of baseball things on Instagram, and then because I always sit and watch those videos, I get recommended baseball videos all the time on Instagram. Something Lazo must have gotten me to follow, and it shoots me all these other videos now. So I see a lot of crazy stuff, and a lot of times it's minor league baseball, it's really old videos, whatever. But to see this like happening now, like, okay, yeah, that's crazy to watch. I guess as you're watching it happen, you go, yeah, I believe that hasn't happened in 50 years.
He takes off again. Pitch down and in, fade throw. There's no chance. Two steals.
Okay, so he's now stolen second, right, and third, right?
Yes.
All
De Cruz
all
had already looked a couple of times at Brian Anderson, knowing that if he got a jump,
he's
got
so he turned a single into an in-the-park home run?
Yes.
Basically?
Oh, my God.
Right?
He's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I mean, I assume that people, the way that they're talking about him,
I mean,
they already knew
he's
he
done.
Was awesome.
He did that, right? Mm-hmm. We're talking about this. He just came up.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that.
I didn't know his name. That's why I was asking.
Earlier in the season, he hit for the cycle.
Oh, okay. Did we talk about that?
Yeah, one game, he hit a single, a double, a triple, and a home run. Like, it's unbelievable what this kid's doing.
So he's definitely someone that people have been talking about, and
like
now
the
even
last,
more so.
I mean, yeah, people knew he was coming
okay.
if you were a baseball fan. But most people, like unless you're really into baseball, don't know who's really good in the minor leagues. Like that's not a thing.
Right.
But people had heard, you know, this guy is going to be awesome. And then they brought him up, and more than what you could expect.
Well, that in and of itself, if that was the one thing you accomplished your whole career, that would be something. People would remember that. They would talk about that. So, I mean, and to do that in your rookie year, and you said that he hit for the cycle too, that seems, that's got, I'm guessing that's never happened to do those two things. I know it's totally different things, but still. How much money do you think he makes now, and when will he get his big paycheck? He probably doesn't make very much right now, right?
Yeah, I think his signing bonus was $65,000.
Wow.
So I'm sure he's making a league minimum.
Wow. And
he
how
also,
much do you
the first time, I want to look this up to make sure I say it right, because someone will correct me. So, hold on. All right, so.
What's his name again? I just said in front of me.
Since they started doing StatCast, right? You see those during NFL games, whatever you want, StatCast, right? It's the first time any player, first time since they started doing it, any player or any team, an entire team, hit three balls at an exit velocity of over 116 miles per hour. So not as only is he stealing balls, he's hitting balls off pitchers over
faster.
116 miles per hour, faster than any team has done it.
Right. So if you took all the hits in a game from
of
one
all
team,
the players on
it,
none of them have hit the ball three times over 116 miles per hour, and he did it.
Well, there you go. That's one of those guys. Then right. The agent right now is going, "Don't hurt yourself. Don't hurt yourself. Don't hurt yourself."
Right. If you're his agent, it's like, just come home.
Right. That's it. Exactly. It's the All-Star break. Whatever. Like, just you're done for the year.
And I know you're under contract for I don't know how many years. Yeah, but we're not honoring it.
Right.
We're literally not honoring it.
Forget it. Why do you have to honor it? I mean, you know, we hear about these corporations leaving office buildings.
Ellie De La Cruz doesn't have to honor it. You've already done. You know what? You've been in baseball for 3 weeks.
Yep.
And just broken tons of records.
So defaulting on the contract, if that's what it's called, whatever it is, do you want him to play or not? Because if you want him to play, you're going to have to pay him a lot of money. Is the All-Star game
the home run derby
happening
tonight.
Now? The home run. This is a big week for you.
Yeah.
Remember when we went together that time?
So good, man.
We got to see Charlie Sheen.
We did?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he stood up and he was in front of us and he waved.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
It was like, you know, right when all that Tiger Blood stuff was going on.
It was fun.
Pretty cool. I'd never been that close to a famous person before. But
you sit across from me every day.
Well, right. I mean, yeah. You're right. A famous television star or movie star before. I'd never been close like that before. Right. I mean, Snow Cone's here. You're here. You guys have both signed autographs, so I shouldn't be just crediting that at all. But, yeah, when was that? You know, it seems like not that long ago. If you told me now, though, that was 15 years ago, when was the All-Star game in Kansas City?
It feels
like about 7 years, which tells me it's probably been like 14, right. Something like that. I'd have to look it up. I mean, when was Charlie Sheen doing the Tiger Blood stuff? Probably sometime right 2010, 2011.
Around
on Twitch will know. Chuck Schumer is angry, Lazo. He's angry at a couple of YouTube stars just for trying to be entrepreneurs, you know? These two guys, they had a dream, and that dream was to start their own energy drink. And, you know, it's a crowded space, the energy drink space.
It is.
A lot of them out there.
A lot.
And they put their energy drink out there, and wouldn't you know it, boom, Chuck Schumer on TV, telling parents they need to be warned, telling the FDA that they need to take notice of this energy drink because it's got so much caffeine in it, and what if kids get a hold of it? Now, in other countries, Canada, New Zealand, again, I saw a list of them, they have rules about energy drinks being served in schools. I kind of assumed that we had that here. I see, because we were just talking about that last week before, that they got rid of pop. I just kind of felt like maybe they got rid of, like, sweetened beverages, like Coca-Cola and stuff like that in schools. But maybe they haven't. But it seems like that's one of the things he wants, is to make sure that schools don't offer these drinks. He's mad about this drink in particular because of the amount of caffeine in it. It's more so than not just like a Coca-Cola, but quite a bit more than even Red Bull or some other energy drinks. Although they definitely make it sound like it has the most. I found a list of energy drinks and how much caffeine is in these different drinks, and it's actually not the most, but it is definitely up there. The drink is called Prime. It's Jake Paul.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Ron Paul. What's his name?
Jake Paul and Logan Paul.
Yeah, one of them, and then another YouTube celebrity, they started this. They've got the regular energy drink, and they've got the hydration, because that's the thing now, too. I think Monster has one of those that I've seen. I've seen several energy drinks that are sold as
competitors.
It's like a hydration, or I don't know if it's supposed to be a pre-workout or post-workout, but they sell it as like a, like a Gatorade with a lot of caffeine in it. Mm-hmm. So I think they make both. They make this hydration drink. I don't know how much caffeine, if any, is in that. And then they make their regular Prime energy drink. That's what Chuck Schumer's mad about.
This morning, New York Senator Chuck Schumer is calling on the FDA to investigate the energy drink Prime, which he says is being marketed to children and contains the caffeine equivalent of 6 cans of Coca-Cola.
One of the summer's hottest status symbols for kids is not an outfit, it's not a toy, it's a beverage.
YouTube stars Logan Paul and KSI founded the beverage brand. A 12-ounce can of Coke has 34 milligrams of caffeine. An 8.4-ounce can of Red Bull has 80. And a 12-ounce can of Prime Energy, 200 milligrams.
We need to get Prime Energy.
There you
in
go.
Here.
Well, so I started looking. I was like, all right, that seems like a lot more. I mean, they said that, okay, you know, the Red Bull, the original Red Bull can, what'd they say, 80, 84? It's 80 milligrams for the Red Bull in the 8.4-ounce can. Mm-hmm. So then this has got 200. That seems like quite a bit more. So I started looking, and I found an article that lists a bunch of them, all of them that I can think of, and then some, including stuff that we had here at work that they serve in the break room. Like, here's a Monster Zero Sugar, the Monster Ultra, mm-hmm. it's called, 150 milligrams.
Oh.
So I'm thinking, okay, 150.
It's a Monster.
So, yeah, like, we're getting close, 150. Rockstar Boom, I've never heard of that, but 160 milligrams, okay. More of an energy drink guy. No, Boom, specifically.
Oh,
they've
okay.
got, like, several different versions of Rockstar sure. on this list. They have different amounts of caffeine, I guess. Full Throttle,
yep.
160 milligrams. The original Monster Energy, you know, the black one with the green mm-hmm. label, that's 160 milligrams. Okay, so they go in order, so I just keep scrolling here. Rockstar, the original one, looks like it's got 160, quite a few in the 160 range. Then I get to Starbucks Baya, B-A-Y-A, Energy, 170 milligrams of caffeine. Okay. Then C4, I definitely know
I've
that.
Seen that,
with
yeah.
the Skittles flavor and everything,
yeah.
with the yellow can.
They're just saying if you buy energy drinks, they're in there, C4.
Yeah, they sell them, I know, at the gas station. Yeah. They
C4 Ghost?
That. Okay. Show people in there.
Yeah.
Well, according to this article, at least.
That Ghost one, is that yellow
that's
one?
That's a C4.
I don't know if, like, Snapchat had got into, like, the energy drink market, because it looks like the little Snapchat logo.
It does kind of look like that. It's a flavor, though, right?
I think that C4 is also, like, it's a... I think they started as a workout powder.
Okay.
Oh, and like then they were like,
pre-workout.
Oh, let's get into
they do make pre-workout.
Yeah, I think
I've
that's how they
before.
Started was pre-workout.
I didn't think it was that. That seems crazy, but that Ghost looks just like their logo.
It does kind of look like it, yeah. That makes sense. I've seen C4 pre-workout. I think I've even bought it before. I just wouldn't have known which came first, maybe. But according to this article, the C4 drink has 200 milligrams of caffeine. Okay. It's a 16-ounce can, but we're talking about Prime, like it's this, you know... Right.
What about, like, you know, they make those five-hour energy big cans now.
They do?
Yeah, I didn't see the five-hour energy can on here. I did see a Monster latte. You know, Monster makes the coffees, the Java lattes.
I've seen that yet.
Yeah, I've had them. Sometimes when you're in a small town and you want, like, a canned coffee or whatever, the only brand it'll have is the Monster ones. But it had 200 milligrams. Obviously, Prime, 200 milligrams. So it's not like this is... new ground, 200 milligrams of caffeine being an energy drink. It is on the high end because the original Red Bull, just put it back in perspective, 80 milligrams of caffeine. And I think they said a Coca-Cola.
Is there something wrong with 200 milligrams of caffeine?
Well, he says it's not good for kids. I've heard this story over and over and over again, that caffeine, especially for children,
I just thought that was like a thing my mom used to say to me to lie to me.
There's
like, I'd be like, I want coffee in the morning. And my dad would say, it stunts your growth. And I'm like, what?
There's been stories.
It's not real, right? But then you just kind of believe it and you get older and you're like, I feel like that could be one of those things. What's the lie your parents told to you that you believe your entire life? And I'm like, that caffeine stunts your growth. But it doesn't, right?
Well, the one that I always heard was the heart palpitations. And I'm like, okay, but again, it's kind of not to, like, you know, compare it to the vaccine stuff. But if everybody in America does anything, you're going to have a few people have adverse reactions, right? I mean, that goes for really... other than maybe drinking water, although even then, some people aren't supposed to be drinking too much water, I guess. So I don't know. But that's the story that they always went back. I listened to that podcast that I think Snowcone, I think it was a Business Wars, about the energy drink stuff.
I did too.
They talked about kids drinking it. You know, what do they do? Should there be a law? And I remember that they talked about the heart palpitation things, which I had remembered hearing in the past.
Yep.
You could tell me, Lazlo, that is an old wives' tale that's never been substantiated, or that this kid had pre-existing condition, or maybe that they're saying, hey, you know what? It's especially bad for kids who have pre-existing conditions and might not know they have those pre-existing conditions. Other than that, I couldn't tell you exactly why it's bad. I know that when I was a kid, Jolt Cola was like a big deal.
Thing, yeah.
The big deal, like,
it was
I couldn't
like twice
get
the sugar, twice the caffeine, Jolt.
I know I wasn't allowed to have it. Like, my mom didn't want me to buy Jolt, but we drank pop
my
all the time.
Bike to the store to buy it with buddies.
I'd buy it at the gas
station. I don't know if my
parents
bought it or not, but yeah.
Yeah, my mom wouldn't buy
it. I think
it.
They were like, we're not giving you twice the sugar because you already run around acting crazy. But I don't think they were like, because it's unhealthy. Well, I don't know what they thought, but I don't think my parents were like, it's unhealthy. I think they were like, if you drink twice the sugar, you're never going to sleep. I think that's what their thought was.
I don't remember the sugar thing, but I
know
that
just twice the caffeine. Whatever it was, I think they were like, you know, you'll never go to sleep.
That was I think that was my mom saying, it's too much caffeine for you. You don't need that. That's excessive. It's ridiculous. Whatever. Right. It was like drinking coffee. You don't need coffee. So why would we give you a Jolt Cola? Mm-hmm. So it was like this, you know, thing that you out with your friends riding bikes, you stop by the gas station, like, ooh, we can have a Jolt Cola.
I buy the buy my kids energy drinks before baseball games. Suck that down. Let's go.
I mean, it sounds like, Lazo, if you want them to be cool, you need to get them Prime, though, because that's the hottest new accessory, and it's not a clothing item or a toy.
I didn't want to be judged, but I did give my youngest one of those before a baseball game this week, and I will tell you, he pitched a complete game and won.
Well, there you go.
Take it for what it's worth.
Get an endorsement, I think.
All right, Ellie De La Cruz didn't get where he is by drinking water.
That's right.
The Church of Laszlo.